Welcome to Explain It To Me. This is a weekly podcast in which I explain a topic in neurology in 10 minutes or less. I'm your host, Dr. Bill Okoda. I am a board certified neurologist and epileptologist. Today, we will be discussing the differences between an upper motor neuron and a lower motor neuron. So when we discussed neurons, we talked about how they were motor neurons and sensory neurons. Motor neurons are responsible for motor movement, whereas sensory neurons are responsible for sensations. While there is another division between motor neurons, there's the upper and the lower motor neurons. So here's the big difference. The upper motor neurons take the signal from the brain and they synapse or they talk to something called a lower motor neuron. And then the lower motor neuron talks to the muscle. So that's kind of the chain of command. So basically, the upper motor neuron is coming from the central nervous system. It transmits impulses from the brain to the synapses of the lower motor neurons, whereas the lower motor neuron is a motor component that connects with the muscles. This is important to know because there are conditions in neurology that affect upper motor neurons versus lower motor neurons. For example, something like ALS affects lower motor neurons only, whereas something like a stroke affects your upper motor neurons when it is a stroke that affects your motor strip. So it's important to know the difference because they both also look very different and are treated differently. So again, just to review, motor neurons are part of the somatic nervous system. They're responsible for movement of muscles that are voluntary. Involuntary stuff, remember, comes from the autonomic nervous system. Again, voluntary muscle movements originate in the motor cortex, which is the posterior part of the frontal lobe. The big differences with the upper and lower motor neurons is that upper motor neurons originate from the motor region of the frontal lobe, like we said. They're located near the central nervous system and they transmit signals to lower motor neurons. Again, the lower motor neurons then transmit to the muscles. Because they transmit to the muscles, they're located near the muscle. They're not by the brain like upper motor neurons are. And they transmit those signals from upper motor neurons, not directly from the brain. The other thing that we need to remember are cell bodies of the upper motor neurons are located in the cerebral cortex, again, because they come from the brain, whereas lower motor neurons, their cell bodies or where they live is closer to the spinal cord, sometimes in the spinal cord itself. So if there is an injury of the upper motor neuron, so in case of a stroke, you're going to find that the muscle tone is increased and the reflexes might also be a little increased, and that signifies damage to the upper motor neuron. The reason for that is there is, and we'll get into this more, but there is a fine balance between increased reflexes and lower reflexes. There is a pathway that your body uses to not make you have increased reflexes all the time. And you have to find a balance between keeping a normal tone versus being hypertonic or having low tone. So when that gets damaged in the upper motor neuron level, you have increased tone, whereas if that gets damaged in the lower motor neuron, you get decreased tone. So people who have had strokes usually are stiff and rigid on the side that is affected, whereas people with ALS and other motor neuron conditions have low tone and their muscle almost looks like it's wasting away. So this concludes another episode of Explain It To Me. If you liked this episode, please tell a friend and leave a review. This is super important because this podcast is for neurology awareness. You guys have a good week, and I will see you again next week.